We'll talk about the city manager situation in just a minute, but first, let's go back. You've had long council meetings before, but you're in the middle of a budget. You've had workshops, and then you go through this budget for hours and hours and hours. And tell me, basically, how did we get to the point where you still had to be right there down in the nuts and bolts of this thing at the last minute?
Well, first of all, our hours were not spent entirely on the budget. We spent probably 2.5 hours on block length. That was something that we'd been discussing in the Mayor's Development Forum, which is a group of developers, and our planning and director, Bob Cowell, and I meet with a group of home builders every month, and we go over issues. And so this had been working its way up, and it got to council. And so there were 8 or 9 builders who came to speak, and a couple of staffers and P&Z commissioners. So that's really what got us to 9:30.
Yeah.
And then when we were talking about the budget, there were several things in the budget workshop that we wanted to change. And so Jeff Kirsten had written a memo and wanted to make sure we still wanted to do that. So that engendered some conversation. We did pass the budget and lowered the tax rate for the lowest rate in 21 years, as well as third straight year since I've been mayor.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
good
I'll take
for
a
you.
Little,
okay.
Take a little credit for
there
that.
There you go.
Although that's mostly due to our increased sales tax and development that's happened. But, you know, there were just a lot of people that wanted to speak about it. So
I'd like to ask you a little bit about this. Obviously, College Station had to go through some budget cuts. Now you're trying to rebuild, and you know that's a fairly difficult thing to do, to decide judiciously how you're going to put additional money maybe back into some positions in the city.
Correct. We wanted to add someone to Public Works. Our traffic situation is getting difficult. And also, because of the difficulty of the traffic situation, we wanted to add another traffic engineer, which was recommended by the Public Works Department. So we did that and added someone in HR.
Mm-hmm. Well, the city's growing, and so, I mean, it's obviously...
And some more police officers.
Sure. Your first responders.
Absolutely.
Let's turn our attention now. We've had four individuals now who are finalists for the city manager's job, and a couple of them people may remember for their time here in College Station. I guess I want to say, is there, I'll call it this because I'm not sure what it is, but is there a Frank Simpson plan or framework in place, and what you're looking for is someone to guide the city through that, or do you feel like there are any other adjustments that this new person who leads the city will need to take?
Well, Frank was just the perfect fit for us. It was just a tremendous loss for our city, our community, the council, and city staff personally. He's going to be a hard man to replace. But the candidates that we have, we think we can go forward with one of them.
Yep. It's an interesting group, I guess, and you know, I was trying to think about this city council that's going to make this decision, and obviously each member of council has areas where they want to see the city expand or areas that they think are important, and they may not necessarily agree individually as to what those priorities should be. But, you know, there's some who want parks, or some who want more business, there's some who want technology. As you get together with in the group to discuss these individuals, what do you think is the most important attribute that this city manager needs to bring?
I think he has to be a people person. I think he has to relate well with the business community as well as staff and the public. We had a citizen survey to ask the citizens what characteristics they were looking for, and not uncoincidentally, what they're looking for is what we're looking for. We wanted someone with some economic development background, negotiating skills, since we're in a high-growth mode, someone who could have good relations with the university and Blinn. someone who brought good management skills.
As one member of council, David Neely obviously was very strong in economic development. Frank Simpson was certainly hands-on in that way as well. As one member of council, do you believe that the city manager should be taking the lead in that, or do you need to have a separate individual as far as development is concerned?
I would like to see the city manager take the lead. If that's not his strongest suit, then we may need to bring on a development director.
What's the timeline right now, then?
Well, we're meeting with them next Wednesday. They'll all be here. We've got a schedule set where they'll there's going to be like four or five groups and of city employees, and so they will have 1 hour with the council and, you know, 1 hour with several groups. And it's not that we're asking the staff to interview them, but just kind of, this is what's going on in my shop, and just to get them familiar with, so that when we get back with them, if they have questions, we can do that. We're hoping to make a decision by October 1st, because that's the start of the fiscal year.
Sure. So that's about 6 weeks. That's, right? Is that right?
No, it's two weeks.
That's right. This is the middle of September. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to move pretty fast then, sounds
we
like.
We hope.
Yeah, okay.
We've used a search firm, and the search firm has confirmed that if any of the four are asked to be city manager, that they would accept it. So we know that, you know, whomever we pick out of these four would most likely be our new city manager. Typically, they give a month's notice where they are, so it might be November 1st before they're on board.
Tell me, again, I'm a member of the media, but I know that it's happened in a lot of cities where maybe the best candidate had to withdraw their name because it could not be made public. They didn't feel like they could. Freedom of information allows that to happen now. Has that environment changed to the point now where you do feel like you, I mean, to your knowledge, was there somebody who had to withdraw their name because they didn't want it to become public?
Not to my knowledge. We started with like 38 candidates. The consultant, he grouped them in groups 1, 2, 3, and 4. 4 were, you know, someone who sends in their resume with no qualifications and so on. And we switched a couple, you know, from 2 to 1s and 1s to 2 and came down to 8. And then they, all 8 of them, you know, sent in their resume and cover letter and did video interviews. They were asked to answer the same 5 questions and were given 5 minutes. And so we were able to go to a website and download and watch them answer the 5 questions. And that was 8. And then we got back together and narrowed it down to the 4 that are the finalists. And the 4 that we didn't select in the semifinalists have already been told they're not candidates any longer.
I wouldn't ask you to recite those questions now, but would we be able to get the questions that you asked in that video interview?
I don't see why not. They were pretty generic, you know, what's your strong suit, College Station's a university community, how important is relations with the university,
okay,
those sorts of things.
So nothing that was necessarily so specific. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Very generic questions. It was really more, you know, how do they present themselves, and, you know, some were very succinct and answered the questions, and others kind of rattled around a little bit. So.
I got you. Okay, so we'll move on and hope for October the 1st. So that's that. That's what I've got. You have your neighborhood night out coming up.
Yes, Tuesday, October 1st. It's an annual event for neighbors to meet other neighbors and to discuss ways to keep their property safe. Knowing one another is a great step, and our police department personnel hopes to make it to as many block parties as possible to deepen that community partnership relationship. And if you'd like to host a party, go to cstx.gov/NNO for National Night Out. I'm going to be out of town and miss it this time, but it's a lot of fun. A lot of the block parties.
She has great brownies at her house. See, that's why everybody likes to go over there.
Yeah, and well, I mean, some of these people just go all out, yeah. And the kids come and bring the fire truck, and they climb all over the fire truck, and it's basically to say, hey, if there's a problem in your neighborhood, the police want to know about it. Mm-hmm. The police would rather check out something that's suspicious and find out it's nothing than to find out that someone saw something suspicious and didn't report it.
Sure.
So not on 911, but
no.
On the regular police line.
Right.
And so National Night Out is just a great way to meet your neighbors so that if you're out of town, you can say, hey, pick up my papers or my mail, and no one's supposed to come. So if you see the furniture moving company, you know, call.
not supposed to be that way.